The state of New Hampshire has a special preservation area near the airport in Concord, New Hampshire, for the state butterfly. In the 20 years since it was created, the population of Carner Blues, a pretty little blue butterfly, has rebounded. And now, as reporter Annie Ropeek tells us, scientists are making some new discoveries about the effects of this habitat preservation.
The frosted elfin butterfly doesn't look nearly as fancy as its name suggests. It's small, no bigger than a quarter, with mousy brown wings and little black spots.
So there are 500 chrysalis in all of these tents.
New Hampshire Fish and Game biologist Heidi Holman reaches into a tent with some butterflies that have recently emerged and delicately lifts a frosted elfin out to show me.
Up close to it, you'll see that it has this little dusting, kind of like an icing, on the bottom wing. And that's the frosting that gives it its name.
Holman and her team raised these butterflies as caterpillars last year. Biologist Samantha Derenbacher is in charge of the menu. She comes in every day to feed lupin leaves to hundreds of caterpillars and mix a nectar of honey and minerals for the butterflies.
You gotta prepare their meals daily.
These scientists say the butterflies are getting the star treatment because they're a living example of how protecting one species can ripple out to help many others. This is the basis of a study for the Federal Fish and Wildlife Service about how to help frosted elfins thrive in the wild. Because elsewhere, across nearly all of these butterflies' range between Texas and the Northeast, scientists still aren't sure how the species is doing. Fish and Wildlife is considering listing it as endangered, but first they need to know more about how to study and protect it. This is where New Hampshire comes in. Thanks in large part to conservation work for the Carner blue butterfly, the state's population of frosted elfins is now thriving and ripe for study.
Our contribution to the effort is to get all of the ins and outs figured out, find out where some of its vulnerabilities are, and maybe do some research in the field.
It turns out the frosted elfin population has nearly tripled in the pine barrens that were restored to save the Carner blues over the last 20 years. Holman says it's created an ideal case study, a way to write a blueprint for scientists in other states on how to conserve the elfins, especially where they may be at risk. We make the short drive from the butterfly breeding lab to the pine barrens, where research is picking up on the frosted elfins. Holman and her team have been able to capture hundreds for study in this unlikely setting behind an industrial park, municipal airport, and military base.
The Pine Barrens, it doesn't look like your backyard. It has these really scraggly pine trees with thick bark, and that's the pitch pine tree. And it has these thick, shrubby oaks called scrub oak, and a lot of blueberry and sweet fern in the understory.
This is a place for specialists, rare species that subsist off a rare habitat. Holman and her team sweep along the shrubbery with big nets as they walk down the sandy trail, trying to stir up a frosted elfin or even a Carner blue.
Sometimes, especially the females, they'll hang out in the lupin plant because they're laying their eggs. So you want to hustle them a little bit.
But on the day we visited in mid-spring, it was too cold and wet for many butterflies to be out, and the lupins weren't yet in bloom. Another benefit of studying frosted elfins here is to see the effects of climate change on the ecosystem, where periodic wildfires are supposed to keep the sandy soil fertile. Fire helped scientists restore this habitat, but their latest burn was 2 years ago now. Holman says there's been too much rain ever since. They've been cutting back the plants by hand instead, and it seems to be working so far, but there's plenty more study to do. It won't just help scientists understand the frosted elfin. It'll shed light on this whole unique ecosystem and how it's changing. It's like a chain reaction of conservation, all stemming from the Carner Blue Project.
We chose one particular species to serve as the model and protected some space, and numerous species benefited.
Protecting biodiversity and habitat, she says, is always about more than just one creature. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Annie Ropeek in Concord.